We thank you again for joining us today as we continue through one of the most beautiful chapters we have in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where there the Apostle Paul describes for us exactly the love that God expects us to have. We continue this morning or today in verse 6, where Paul says, "Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth." He says, "Love does not rejoice in iniquity." You see, one is not to be happy when we see somebody else who is caught up in sin. We cannot rejoice when we see a friend of ours in the world or an acquaintance of the world caught up in actions that God would simply not approve of. I'm reminded of a verse over in the book of Romans, chapter 1, where there the Apostle Paul is speaking again to Christians, and he has explained to them things that God would simply not approve of, in fact, sins that would keep us out of heaven. And he wraps it up there in verse 32 of Romans chapter 1, and he says, "Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them." You see, my friend, he says that we cannot be those who rejoice in iniquity. We cannot be those who even approve of those who are caught up in sin. What does he say we must do likewise? He says we cannot be caught up and rejoice in iniquity. We cannot be those who don't show love to those who are of the world. You see, my friend, in this chapter, Paul is describing to us the love that we must have as Christians toward our fellow man. Do not love when somebody is caught in sin, but rather have enough love for that soul to try to correct them. In fact, he says in the end of that verse, rejoice in the truth. Sad fact is, many will resist the truth. Many will hold on to unrighteousness. But love, true love, will accept the truth. Over in the book of 2 John, we see the apostle there speaking. And he says there in 2 John in verse 4, he says the following. He says, "I rejoiced greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth as we received commandment from the Father." I rejoice in seeing you walking in truth. And my friend, that's what we need to be about as Christians today. Rejoice to know that we ourselves are striving to follow the commandments of God. And rejoice when you see others who are likewise trying to do the same. The love that we must have, the love that we need to desire to have, will not rejoice in unrighteousness, but must rejoice in truth.